These days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Eric Glasgow.
Police investigating after a Knoxville
Robin
wound.
Jaffe.
The Knox County Sheriff's Office asking.
Alex Abernathy.
All students are safe.
And Bob Yarbrough.
8 residents now looking for
Make
a place
to East
live.
Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back to the Phil Williams Show. It's on this beautiful July 1st morning. I'm kind of already starting to, in my mind, kick off the holiday weekend. I hope you're looking forward to a great July 4th weekend. I'm Jim Brogan. I'm filling in for Phil Williams this morning. Definitely not sitting in his chair. I don't think anybody can quite sit in Phil Williams' chair. But I'm thrilled to be able to be with you for the next couple of hours. In this first hour, I want to talk about what are two of the greatest economic challenges we face in the coming decade. And I think it's very, very critically important to understand and how it could affect you and me as we plan for the future. And the number one concern I have, there's two really big ones, but the number one is what's going on with income taxes in our future. And, you know, President Biden has talked about several tax increasing measures on individuals, on businesses, and to states on the campaign trail, and has now put out a more defined plan. There are several big proposed changes like taxing capital gains at ordinary income rates for high earners and an end to the step up in tax basis at death. I'll get into what all that means and why it's important. It's very important. And if some of these measures are passed, you could need to take another look at your entire financial strategy, tax minimization, retirement income planning, everything. So I want to get into all of that. First, I want to kind of give you a backdrop of where we've been historically with our income tax system. I thought it'd be interesting to go back and look at how have we been taxed historically, how did all of this start, and where are we today? And based on that, where are we likely to be headed? So let's get into that a little bit. You know, our country's first income tax actually goes back to the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln instituted an income tax to help pay for the Union's efforts in the war. Now, that tax was later repealed after the war. And then in 1894, Congress tried to institute a federal income tax. The tax was found to be unconstitutional due to Congress not considering the population of each individual state as required by the Constitution. So then in 1909, Congress passed the 16th Amendment, which allowed taxation of income regardless of the population in each state. And then it was ratified in 1913, and we've been paying income taxes ever since. Income taxes are the greatest expense you and I will ever have over the course of our lifetimes. And the tax system since 1913 has always been a marginal tax system. So what that means is not all of your income is taxed at the same rate. So I often look, you know, when you file your income tax return every year, you look and it says, you know, it may tell you if you use a software, if a CPA does it, it may say, what is your effective tax rate? That's not your marginal rate. That's the rate if you take your total tax bill divided by your total income. But the way our system works is we have a marginal system. So just as an example, if you're a married couple and you have taxable income of $100,000 after deductions, your marginal tax rate is 22%. But you don't pay 22% on all of your income. You pay 10% of the first $20,000. Then you pay 12% on the next $60,000. So that brings you up to $80,000 of taxable income. And then anything over that 80,000, I'm using round numbers, but anything over that 80,000 is then taxed at 22%. So it's, you know, if you have 100,000 of taxable income, it's only that extra 20,000 that's taxed at 22%. So we've always had a marginal tax system. So even for high earners, somebody that makes $1 million a year, they still only pay 10% income tax on the first $20,000 of that. So I think it's worth going back to our history and looking at our tax brackets. You know, if we look at our highest marginal bracket since 1913, when they first started, the highest income tax bracket was 7%. And most people didn't even pay any income tax in 1914. Because if you didn't make at least $3,000, you didn't pay any income tax. And that was in 1914. Not a lot of people made $3,000 in 1914. Well, in the 30s, first income taxes spiked during World War I. Why? Because we had to fund the war. Then income taxes went down in the late 20s due to the Roaring 20s. Economic activity was thriving. Well, then we had the Great Depression in 1929 that set in, and so consequently, we had the New Deal, we had massive government spending to help us through an economic catastrophe, an economic crisis. And so our highest income taxes bracket spiked up to over 60%. And then we had to fund the war. So if I were to ask you, what is the highest income tax we've ever had in the United States? Marginal rate. It was 94%, believe it or not. And that was in 1946. So it was 94%, and for most of 18 years, the highest income tax bracket starting in 1946 was over 90%. Now, for most of the 50s, that was people that made over $200,000. And granted, a lot of people didn't make over $200,000 in the 1950s. You know, you may have heard Ronald Reagan would make, I believe it was three movies. It was either two or three movies, and then he would stop making movies. Because California had a state income tax. So once he got up over $200,000 of income, he paid 94% to the federal government on anything over the $200,000, and then he had a state income tax, so he wasn't making it. He was working for free. So he would stop. It was either two or three movies a year, and then he would stop working. And that helped frame, you know, some of his thoughts later on. But our highest income taxes were really, really high. We had the Revenue Act of 1964 started to bring taxes down a little bit. And then throughout most of the 1970s, our highest income tax rate was 70%. Then in 1980, in the Economic Recovery Act of 1981, it went down to 50%. Well, then, and so we think of the Ronald Reagan years of low taxation, but for the first 6 years, it was, most of those 6 years, it was at 50% was the highest marginal rate. And then it went down to 28% in 1986. And ever since then, we've been in this historically low tax environment where our highest income tax rate has been under 40%. So it may not seem like we're in a low tax environment because we pay tax every time we turn around. But historically, when we look at our tax system, our federal income tax has been pretty low. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about the challenges we have with our debt and government spending and what that may mean for the future. It is time for traffic. Let's go to Pete Michaels.
A lot of volume now on the interstate. It'll get heavier all day long with holiday traffic. Thursday truck traffic and the weather will become nasty a little bit later on as well. They're checking to wreck a John Sevier Highway. That'll be near Martin Mill Pike. Plenty of company through downtown to split your place in line. House has an hardware. Forks of the River has immediate openings for regional CDL drivers at $80,000 a year. Average drivers call House has an hardware right now. 525-0474.
Spotty to scattered rain and storms today with a high of 86. Then a first alert and a flash flood watch starts this afternoon to evening on through tonight. From the WVLT First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Heather Haley.
The Knox County Sheriff's Office investigating after two people were found with gunshot wounds to the head. Deputies responding to shots fired on Stony Point Road in East Knox County. The conditions of the two people have not been released. And authorities say it may take days to determine why a cache of homemade fireworks exploded as it was being destroyed by a bomb squad in Los Angeles, injuring 17 people. The blast yesterday evening destroyed an armored tractor-trailer rig, damaged nearby cars, and shattered windows in homes. Most injuries, however, were minor. The blast occurred after police acting on a tip found tons of commercial-grade fireworks at a South Los Angeles home. I'm Robin Joffe, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
From the Brogan Financial Studio, you are listening to The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You know, we've all had this dream. I know I'm not alone, so just close your eyes. If you're driving, do not close your eyes. Don't close your eyes if you're driving, but if you're not, close your eyes and come along with me. Tie game. Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Two outs, and you're up at the plate looking to hit a grand slammy to win it all. On FanDuel Sportsbook, you're going to get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. New users, you're going to get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. The app, it's simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique, awesome bet types like same game parlays, those rule, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel is going to get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and sign up with promo code WOKI to get in on the action. That's America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code WOKI. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refunds are issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions do apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling help, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
This has been a paid announcement.
This week at Ingles, select varieties 48-ounce pet ice cream, 2 for $6. Select varieties 6 to 8 ounce Laurelin bar or shredded cheese, 3 for $5. And 64-ounce Laurelin ketchup, $1.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Bad phone systems are bad for business. Poor clarity, lack of features.
I'll come back for that tomorrow.
Absolutely no support. Well, good news. Reliable VoIP does exist. VoIP from CSpire Business is a game-changing, stress-free communication system with crystal-clear audio and premium features, all backed by our team of experts, available 24/7. Now that's VoIP. CSpire Business. Stay connected with powerful communication tools at cspire.com/business.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Tune in on Saturday to discover how you should be handling your savings, investments, and all your personal finances right now. It's the Rick Edelman Show, Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on News Talk 98.7 FM WOKI.
Welcome back to The Phil Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Jim Brogan, and I have the honor of filling in for Phil Williams today from 8 to 10. And I know we're looking forward to a patriotic weekend. I certainly am. I think I'm going to smoke meat all weekend. I'm going to talk about patriotic traditions in the second hour and also important birthdays. But in this first hour, we're talking about the real risk of a changing tax system in our future and what that means for you and me and what we need to be doing planning for it. If you have a question about income taxes, give us a call, 656-8255. I will say, what I don't want to do is get into a political discussion of the best way to solve this problem or that kind of thing. What I do want to talk about is how our income tax system works, what we can do about it, the risk of higher future taxes, and how you can plan appropriately. That's what I want to focus on. You know, income taxes are the number one expense that you and I will ever have for most of us. And there are some economic challenges in the coming 10 years, and higher income taxes pose a risk because it's, you know, we've all heard the phrase, it's not how much you make, it's how much you get to keep. And in addition, a higher income tax system could have a negative effect on the growth of the economy. So there's a lot of challenges. So a couple things become apparent when examining our history, which I did in that first segment. One, when we see periods where income taxes have increased, we also see significant fiscal challenges in the United States. World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, all of those things. And then income taxes came down. So when you look at our highest tax brackets since 1986 and compare them with the rest of our history, they're extremely low today. And I realize it doesn't seem that way because we pay sales tax, property tax. You know, every time we turn around, we pay fuel tax, entertainment tax. It feels like we're taxed. But in terms of federal income tax revenue, our current income tax system is low as compared to other times in history. Now then, correspondingly, let's look at the history of our federal debt. And when we talk about our debt, you know, a lot of times we say, well, oh, it's easily higher than it's ever been because you look at a number like $27 trillion in debt. But, you know, you can't compare a $27 trillion number today with a number from the 1970s or the 1950s. Number one, money isn't worth nearly as much today. So it takes a lot more money to buy the same amount of stuff. And then number two, the economy is a lot bigger. The United States has a lot higher population. We have a lot more economic output. So our debt should be higher. So if we look at debt to GDP, how much do we owe relative to the size of our economy? It is now at the end of 2020. It is higher than it's been at any time in our history. It's even a little higher than after World War II. After World War II, we owed 121% of debt compared to the size of the economy. So 20% more debt than the entire economic output of the economy. Today, it's 125% pushing higher. And in the 1940s, in the late 40s, you know, we had huge budget surpluses. Two of the highest budget surpluses on record in the United States, Federal Treasury, were in the late 40s, 47, 48, coming out of the boom. So, you know, we look at it historically, and when our federal debt has ballooned, our tax rates have gone up. And that's yet to happen to a significant degree in the past two economic crises. We had the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009, and then in the current COVID pandemic. So as our deficits and accumulated debt continue to rise, I think it's likely that our income system will change in the coming years. Now we have Jeff on the line who has a question. Good morning. Welcome, Jeff. Welcome to the Phil Show here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You're on the air.
Good morning. Just a real quick question. I work for the post office, and recently, after speaking with some of the financial people at our home office, I decided to make changes and put my IRA to be post-tax instead of pre-tax. Do you think that is a wise decision?
Now, do you mean it's a Roth option in the 401k or in your IRA?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a Roth option. So, you know, in a Roth, you of course, don't get the tax deduction now, and then you're tax-free in retirement. How old are you, Jeff?
I'm 52.
So when you look at all of your investment assets added together, when you look at all of your 401k, your TSP, and your IRA assets, percentage-wise, is most of it traditional 401k? Do you have any Roth?
Be honest, I couldn't tell you. I think most of it's traditional. The TSP, yeah.
So I'm a big fan of the Roth. As a 52-year-old, I think it needs to definitely be looked at. Now, some of that, Jeff's going to depend on your tax bracket. I mean, if your tax bracket is 10 or 12%, it might be good to go ahead and pay the tax on that money for sure and do a Roth, even at 22 or 24%. But it really does depend on what's your tax bracket now and what might your tax bracket be in retirement. Where a Roth wins in that is if your tax bracket in retirement is higher than what it is right now. Well, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. We don't know. So if you've built up most of your TSP is in the traditional where it's all taxed coming out, I do think it's absolutely worth a look. As long as your tax bracket isn't too high right now, I think it's worth taking a look doing Roth.
Okay,
Jeff?
Yeah, my tax bracket's not, I don't know exactly my tax bracket right now, but it's not that high. And of course, after retirement with the pension at the post office, whether it's still there or not, we'll see.
Yeah, but, I mean, well, your pension, your federal pension will probably still be there. I'm not too worried about that. So, yeah, I definitely look at that. Are you married, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, so if your taxable income is under $165,000, $170,000 after deduction, your tax bracket is under 22% is 22% or lower, and it wouldn't go to 24%. And it wouldn't be 20. Yeah, so I think it's definitely worth taking a look at what your retirement income is likely to look like, and. Mm-hmm. A Roth would be a great way to hedge future tax brackets. Jeff, thank you so much for your call. You're listening to The Phil Show here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. We're going to go to news. When we come back in the next segment, we'll get a little bit more into the proposals out of the Biden administration and what that may mean for you.
Don't be the last to know.
You owe us an explanation.
Hook up with us on Twitter for breaking news, traffic, and weather information. And occasionally something just a little offbeat. Follow us at 987 News. When it comes to social media,
we've got you covered.
Imagine, if you will, the first ever way we did things just became the way forever. Well, that's what's happened with home selling, and quite frankly, it needed a change. Opendoor has invented a whole new way to sell your home. And this is one without the hassles and hurdles of listings, showings, and the unknowns. I went over to opendoor.com and saw just for myself how easy it was to request an offer. Visit opendoor.com, enter your address, tell them a little bit about your house, and they'll make you an offer in minutes. Opendoor takes a look at your house along with recent sales in your neighborhood to come up with a very competitive offer, a real offer. You're going to know exactly how much you'll get. And we talked about eliminating the unknowns. You get to close when you're ready. There's no rush. And you can do everything all online. To sell your home the new-fashioned way, visit opendoor.com/myoffer. One more time to get in on the new hotness, opendoor.com/myoffer. Offer eligibility varies. Opendoor is represented by Opendoor Brokerage Incorporated, license 02061130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage, LLC, in its other markets.
This has been a paid announcement.
Hey, Tyler Ivins in the Starting Lineup Morning Show for my friends at Fleener Security Systems, 544-9964. And question, what's your superpower? Are you good under the hood of the car? Maybe you're a whiz in the kitchen. My friends at Fleener Security, they give you all the tools to show off their superpowers of letting you know what's happening in your home or your business, even when you're not at home. When you're at the basketball game, when you're at your kid's Little League game, or you're across the states on vacation. For the latest in fire, video, access, and security, give them a look online now at FleenerSecurity.com.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Temperatures around 73 degrees with partly sunny skies. News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Robin Jaffe. Now let's go out on the roads for a look at traffic. Here's Pete Michaels.
Well, the interstate's still bogging down a bit. Two through it around downtown Knoxville. A final clearing of a wreck at John Sevier Highway and Martin Mill Pike. Extra volume around Asbury. Lots of extra trucks out of Thursday, especially at Watt Road, Lovell Road, and Howlett traffic. Your water doesn't taste very good, does it? Your skin and hair are dry after you shower. Why don't you have King Pure Water test your water for free? Call Ken King today. I've got their system, 266-9566.
Thank you, Pete. Road construction won't slow motorists across Tennessee over the July 4th holiday. TDOT will suspend all construction-related lane closures on interstates and state routes that begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, runs through Tuesday at 6 a.m. According to AAA, more than 47 million Americans will travel, and 91% of them expected to drive to their destination. It is estimated that 939,000 motorists will travel Tennessee interstates and state routes this July 4th. And the Pope agrees to meet with Indigenous Canadians following a series of grim discoveries at schools. Box's Simon Owen reporting from London.
Canada's Conference of Catholic Bishops says Pope Francis has agreed to meet with survivors of the country's notorious schools for Indigenous children. The meetings at the Vatican are expected to take place in December. In recent weeks, investigators have reported finding hundreds of unmarked graves at the sites of two schools run by the Catholic Church. The discoveries have revived calls for the Pope to make a formal apology. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
This morning's Business Report is brought to you by TDSBusiness.com.
U.S. equity futures trading mixed ahead of the release of another labor-related report leading to Friday's June employment report. The Labor Department out with its tally of new claims for unemployment benefits for last week. Expectations are for 390,000, down from 411,000 claims the prior week. European shares rose today after a retreat in Asia as investors await a key U.S. jobs report to see how the recovery from the pandemic is faring. France's CAC 40, Germany's DAX, and Britain's FTSE 100 all showing gains, the Shanghai Composite showing a slight loss. In energy trading, benchmark U.S. crude gained 49 cents to $73.47 a barrel, and the dollar fell against the Japanese yen, as did the euro. Now let's get a check of our forecast with WVLT meteorologist Heather Haley.
We're building up rain chances today. In fact, spotty to scattered a little earlier high today in the afternoon at 86, then kicking off a flash flood watch and a first alert late afternoon and evening on through tonight. Downpours, soggy conditions through your Friday morning. This does become more spotty tomorrow afternoon, cooler high 80. From the WVLT First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Heather Haley.
73 degrees, partly sunny skies. This news update brought to you by Holly McCray. I'm Robin Jaffe, back to the Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Want to sell your home? Get a cash offer from Holly McCray in 6 days. Step one, tell her about your home. Step two, meet. Step three, get a cash offer. Call 833-HMG-SOLD.
Biblical Times Dinner Theater presents Ruth, the story of love, loss, and redemption. Join Ruth and Naomi as they arrive in Bethlehem after losing their husbands and family. Watch as they seek God through their trials and be inspired through God's grace as the biblical story of Ruth comes to life before your eyes. Complete with a gospel-style concert filled with your favorite classics as well as a three-course meal. Brought to you by Feasters on Teasters on the Parkway in Pigeon Forge. Visit BiblicalTimesTheater.com for more information.
For the love of the climb. For the love of the fall. For the love of knowing your kid's laughter is the sweetest music there is. For the love of Tennessee. Travel safe. Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Do you plan to delay filing for Social Security? You know, this strategy could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars when you consider the impact on your taxes, Medicare premiums, and other benefits. Find out why at a free dinner presentation at Citico's restaurant at Wind River on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. It's hosted by John Vandergriff, a fiduciary from Blue Ridge Wealth Planners. You'll also learn how you could reduce your taxes in retirement, fight inflation, and more. If you've saved more than $250,000 for retirement, reserve your seat now by calling 865-217-1981. This free dinner presentation is at Citico's Restaurant on July 13th. Call 865-217-1981. 865-217-1981.
Investment advisory services offered through Blue Ridge Wealth Planners, a registered investment advisor that is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
National Rx Discount Pharmacy in Farragut is back with a brand new product, Rear Echelon, a soothing cream that's perfect for skin irritations anywhere on your body. And because it's made with 100% over-the-counter medications, you do not need a prescription. Rear Echelon also helps to ease pain associated with many intestinal disorders and colonic prep kits. National Rx Discount Pharmacy and Rear Echelon Soothing Cream. National Rx Discount Pharmacy in Farragut next to Wendy's and online at nationalrx.com.
When you run a business, connections are crucial, and there's no time for downtime. So whether you count on the constant connectivity of powerful internet, need your business calls to follow you anywhere, or want great TV to keep your clientele entertained, you can count on TDS, because helping your business is the best part of our business. See how TDS is always working to be the best for business. Visit tdsbusiness.com/best. Product and service availability is based on market area. See website for details.
For nearly three decades, Halloran Hilton Hill has been a mainstay on News Talk 98.7. Now he's heading to the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame in the class of 2021. The Triple H Radio Experience 3 to 7 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Welcome back to the Field Show here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Jim Brogan. I'm filling in for Phil Williams this morning. Just so you know, you can catch my show every Saturday. I'm on at 9 a.m. and again at 3 p.m. More Living with Jim Brogan, where it's all about living the best years of your life your way. This Saturday, by the way, I'm having on Team Rubicon. Team Rubicon uses veterans who've had, you know, some, many of which have had post, you know, have PTSD and stuff like that. And then they rally these veterans in different communities around the country, and they help with disaster relief all over. Really, really a great story on this 4th of July weekend. I'm talking in this first hour about the threat of rising income taxes and understanding a little bit about our history and what that means moving forward. You know, the amount of spending by Washington last year was just crazy. Now, I'm not arguing it wasn't needed, you know, to get us through the pandemic. We could probably argue or debate how it was spent. But the bottom line is we just have huge debt, and we have continued deficit spending indefinitely. So as the debt balloons historically, that's meant higher taxes. Now, we'll get into what the Biden administration is proposing, but I just want to be clear. If I'm looking out over 10 years, regardless of who's controlling Washington, I think we're going to see higher taxes. That's what we've seen historically when we have economic fiscal challenges like we have today. If you have a question about income taxes, how they affect you, any question at all about any of that, give us a call, 656-8255. Our phone lines are open here on the Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Now, the Biden administration is proposing several new tax-increasing measures. The top marginal tax rate would go from 37 to 39.6, not a huge jump, but it would kick in earlier. In other words, it'd get to the highest bracket at a lower amount of income. The long-term capital gains rate for those that make over $1 million would go away. And long-term gains would be taxed as ordinary income. So I want to talk about this issue a little bit. You know, it's easy to say, well, you know, Jim, I mean, how many people make over $1 million would be impacted by that? Here's the danger of the capital gains proposal, in my view, and I don't know if it'll pass in this, you know, before the midterm elections. I just don't know. Washington's such a wild card. But here's the concern I would have. Our Internal Revenue Code has always given us incentives to invest. And long-term capital gains is one of the biggest benefits that Congress has given us in the Internal Revenue Code. Long-term capital gains for almost all taxpayers are going to be more advantageous than ordinary income. We actually have a 0% tax rate in America. And it's for a joint filer. If your taxable income is under $80,000, any part of that that's long-term capital gains is taxed at zero. And then when you get above that, it's only 15%. Then it graduates on up. It goes to 18.8 and then to 23.8. But to put that in perspective, if you're in a 32% tax bracket, your long-term gain rate at worst is 23.8. It's 18.8. And if you're in a 37% tax bracket, your long-term capital gain rate is 23.8. So long-term capital gains are an incentive to invest. So there could be big economic consequences of taking that away for some group of taxpayers. Now, I realize, well, it'd be people over $1 million, but you're kind of opening up Pandora's box. I don't remember who it was said, I've never seen anything more permanent than a temporary government program. So the challenge is once you open up Pandora's box, at what point do they start eliminating the capital gains preferential treatment for long-term gains? When do they start eliminating that for taxpayers that make less money? And then that affects investment, which then has long-term economic consequences. Now, personally, I said I don't have any idea if Congress will pass that before the midterms. I personally don't think they will. So I say I have no idea because I don't, but my educated opinion is that they won't. They won't be able to get it passed in the Senate. But it just would be a dangerous thing to me to take some group of taxpayers and say, we're going to remove a benefit that you've had for a long, long, long time. I'm sorry, Landon, who is on the line for us? Luke, we've got Luke on the line who has a question. Good morning, Luke. Welcome to the Phil Show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. You want me to find?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I heard you say about 5 minutes ago that historically tax rates have gone up after economic turmoil. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, I mean, if we look at our history, things like World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, our taxes drove way up. We've not seen that happen since the Great Recession of 07, 08, nor COVID.
Interesting. I think my question was, why would it go up? Like, how would that stimulate anything? Why would that improve the economy? It doesn't seem like it does.
Yeah, that's a great question, Luke. So that gets more into kind of an economic question of what's the best way to pay down debt or to reduce the deficit? You know, and we could argue or debate what that thing is, what the ideal tax rate is to encourage economic growth, but also raise money to pay for things for the government. So we could argue what the best way is to do that. But historically, if we looked at what we've actually done in the United States and really in most developed countries historically around the world, when debt goes up, when spending goes up, eventually taxes go up. So historically, taxes go up first, then spending may be try to cut later. But historically, it's always been taxes. Luke, thank you for your phone call. We'll have a little bit more on what you can be doing now in your tax planning to prepare for what may be higher taxes in the future. You're listening to The Phil Show here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Jim Brogan. We'll go to traffic with Pete Michaels.
Well, the volume is up. Sure, Thursday trucks.
Yes, holiday traffic building and coming through East Tennessee. And this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, nasty weather. Right now, work continues on parts of Pellissippi Parkway near Hardin Valley Road. I don't see a need for an alternate for the moment. Do you need a lawyer? My attorney is Marcos Garza. Optimistic, great listener, objective, and a Marine who will fight for those who have been injured. GarzaLaw.com. Garza Law, let us help. Have a great Thursday, everybody. I'm Pete Michaels.
Spotty to scattered rain and storms today with a high of 86. Then a first alert and a flash flood watch starts this afternoon to evening on through tonight. From the WVLT First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Heather Haley.
Medic Regional Blood Center in critical need for O positive and negative as well as B positive blood types. If you'd like to help, please go to medicblood.org. And the tens of millions of Americans hitting the road for Independence Day weekend will find gas prices at a seven-year high and some stations running low on fuel. According to AAA, the nationwide average cost of regular unleaded is $3.11 a gallon. In California, the average cost $4.28 a gallon. Sporadic fuel shortages caused by a scarcity of tank truck drivers have been reported in California, Colorado, and several Midwestern states. I'm Robin Joffe, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
From the Brogan Financial Studio, you are listening to The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in to The Flatline, brought to you by Rick Hughes Ministries. The Flatline, every Sunday morning from 6:30 to 7 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties, bag or K-cup, chock full of nuts, or kawaii coffee, $4.98 each. Six-count brawny paper towels, $5.98 each. And select sizes and varieties, Kraft macaroni and cheese, $2.88 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Did you know that when it comes to your Medicare supplemental insurance, you might be overpaying for your plan? Within minutes, the family-owned business of Senior Benefit Incorporated can check across the nation and possibly find you the same plan at a lower cost. If you're new to Medicare and you have questions, the agents at SBI have the expertise. The services at Senior Benefit Incorporated are free, so call today 865-862-4297, 862-4297, online at GetSBI.com.
Hey y'all, it's Whitney Nicely with Whitney Buys Houses. Do you have an empty house? Maybe you inherited a house from your parents or your grandparents. Heck, maybe you inherited some rental houses from a divorce. Lots of people across East Tennessee have empty houses. And you know what? I buy houses. I would love to send you $1,000 a month for your empty house. Don't worry about fixing it. Don't worry about flipping it. Don't even worry about going out and cleaning the yard. I will take all of it, and I will send you money every single month for the next 5 to 10 years. So call Whitney Buys Houses, 865-309-4500. Whitney Buys Houses, all over East Tennessee.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell introduced the original cookies and cream ice cream. So every time you dig into that familiar creamy vanilla ice cream that's loaded with chunks of chocolate cream cookies, you can say thanks. You're more than welcome.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell half gallons on sale for $4.99 with card at Kroger now through July 6th.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn, real gold. You can have real gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have real gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning real gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting real gold and silver delivered to your home or about having real gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Welcome back to The Phil Show. I'm Jim Brogan. I'm definitely not Phil Williams. Hard to really can't replace Phil Williams. I'm filling in for him today here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock, and it's a real pleasure to be with you. I am on the weekends, Saturday morning at 9 and again at 3 p.m. More Living with Jim Brogan, where it's all about living the best years of your life your way. Today we're talking about, in this first segment, income taxes and the likelihood they'll go up in the future. Maybe not right away. We don't know what can get through Congress right now, but over the next 10 years, I think one of the greatest threats to our financial planning and to our economy is increasing income taxes. May just be necessary. We have Luke on the line who had a question about long-term. Excuse me, not Luke, John. We have John. Sorry, John. Welcome to The Phil Show. You're on the air here on News Talk 98.7.
My question is this. I've got stocks which have some significant capital gains associated with them when I go to sell. Does it make sense to be more aggressive maybe now rather than later in trying to start unloading some of this to take advantage of what I perceive being the lower tax rate versus what they're going to come up with as far as capital gains? I know they're talking about 43%, and I don't think that'll pass, but I definitely think we're going to see some increases. I just thought I'd see what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, John, I think capital gains tax planning with some stocks in your portfolio that have substantial gains, I think that's definitely worth evaluating. If you can, you know, if you can sell those at even a 15 or an 18.8% bracket, you know, we don't know where that's going down the line. Now, a lot of that, John, depends on all of your other income. But, you know, if you've got a high five or six-figure income, certainly past age 72, when you have minimum distributions, if that's going to be driven up even more, I think that just having a strategy for your tax planning is going to be very, very important. And sometimes realizing capital gains now is a very effective tax planning strategy if it's carefully looked at and examined on what your tax rate is.
Okay, yeah, I'm 78, so obviously the MRD has already kicked in, so yeah, that's a consideration, but just overall tax planning is what I was more interested in. It just seems to me like, you know, it's time to start getting a little more aggressive with the proposed increases.
Yeah, I think there's it definitely should be on everybody's radar as to how much tax are you paying now and how much tax might you pay tomorrow. Now, at your age, John, there's also the benefit of, you know, the capital gains tax on those stocks does go away at your death. It's called a step up in tax basis. Now, that is being talked about as well. The Biden administration would like to eliminate that benefit. But it is a consideration that if you hold a stock until death, under current law, that tax goes away. But, you know, really the investment implication is always the number one factor on continuing to hold anything. So it should always be the number one implication. The tax consideration would be a secondary consideration that is also very, very important. John, thank you for your phone call.